Now, oddly enough, we were just talking about eggs and people using eggs in pranks, like throwing them at houses. And Chris Kelly, you said you did something this morning you don't normally do. You had eggs for breakfast?
Scrambled.
What?
Yes, that's right. I just
You got up and cooked.
Got up, made 4 scrambled eggs this morning, looked for some protein.
What'd you do with the dishes? Did you clean up?
Left them right in the sink.
Why?
Woman's work.
That'll show her.
My woman will take care of that. That's fine.
She comes down to get her coffee.
That's right.
There's a spatula and a frying
pan.
There
you go, woman. That's what I left you.
Did you see what I left you this morning? A little gift.
I spilled a little. Sorry.
There's my egg residue in a frying pan for you in the sink.
There Do you have a secret recipe?
No.
Do you add cheese?
Nope. I just want pure protein. Pure prairie protein is what I'm looking for.
You ever think about going Rocky Balboa style?
I have thought about that in a pinch.
Just crack an egg and eat it.
Now, recently, I used to buy bags of boiled eggs, bags of eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just down them. But recently, I've been I've been wanting some scrambled. And so I thought, I'll take the extra 5 minutes and get up. I just over the sink, just ate them right out of the frying pan. I just took them and ate them.
Oh, God. You didn't even put them in a bowl or anything?
Didn't put them in a bowl.
Did you eat them with the spatula with stirred them?
I took a spatula and ate them right out of the frying pan over the sink and then left all my...
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, but all my leavings in there. And the reason is that I'm needing protein is I recently got that Yuka app, which I've recommended now to so many people. I keep telling my family, you've got to get on this Yuka app for good health and nutrition to the point where they have... demanded not to see me as often.
They're going
to
block you socially.
They don't care. They don't.
Their phones.
They don't like that. But the Yuka.
It's ruining your life.
I know. The Yuka app is you scan something, it's barcode, and it'll say good for you or not good for you. And if it's not, they'll recommend something else. So I was eating these protein bars like they were going out of style.
You know, you remind me of
who?
Regina George in one of my favorite movies, Mean Girls.
From Mean Girls.
The Katie makes her think she's losing weight by eating these protein bars, but in reality, she's putting on weight.
Putting on weight.
And sweats are the only thing that fits.
Those protein bars are not good for you. And I thought they were.
How'd you happen upon them? At your little trading post?
I was over at the trading post, and I had read on Reddit, somebody said, what's the best protein bar? And several people said they're called barbells. And, and they're very tasty. Now,
is there artwork on the cover?
No, I'll show it to you. It's just really blue. The one I like is chocolate on chocolate dough. And they have cookie dough and they have cookies.
And you're saying this is bad for
I don't know. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. But it only got a 30 score out of 100 and it said it poor for you.
Is it barbells or bear bells?
Oh, it's bear bells. That's what it is. Okay. Bear bells. Because first I thought it was bear balls, and I went in there and said, do you have bear balls? And they said,
what?
At the trading post, they were like, maybe.
This is inappropriate.
We're not supposed to be mean, but this is weird.
Yeah. So it said,
because I do.
Yeah. It said, don't eat that. And then it recommended the RX bar, which is that bar that has all the ingredients printed really big. It's like 2 egg whites and 7 almonds and a blueberry and, you know, that kind of
thing. My wife loves those. I've tried one.
Terrible.
They're horrible.
They're awful. It tastes like cardboard. And I said, I can't do this.
Yeah. You think when you take a bite, you think, oh, I forgot to take the wrapper off.
Exactly. Yes.
It's still in the cardboard.
They're terrible. No wonder it's made with all of this real stuff. It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, real stuff is bad.
Yeah.
It's the enormous cosmic joke of our lifetime.
Yeah.
That everything that tastes good is bad
is
for
bad.
You.
Bad. If you want something that tastes good that you can pretend is healthy, those Bear Bells are excellent. Now, they're not healthy, but if they say protein bar.
Look at their flavors. Birthday cake, cookies and caramel, cookies and cream, cookie dough, creamy crisp. You've sold a bill of goods, man.
The creamy crisp are really good. And the chocolate dough on dough is delicious. I mean, that's my favorite.
Ah, finally, this does taste healthy.
I sometimes would put it in the microwave for 10 seconds. It's like a chocolate lava cake. It was so good. And I was eating, you know how I do. I'm a little bit compulsive.
A little.
So I was having about 7 a day. And when I was peeing, like chunks were coming out. I thought I was passing a kidney stone. It was a bear bell
bear
coming
bell.
Out of
I don't think you're supposed to eat that many of those.
My wife said, you're having too much protein. I said, how can you tell?
She Impossible.
Goes, well, yeah. She was finding pieces of Bear Bell in the toilet. She's like, I think you're having too
this
much.
This is alarming.
It's really wrong. So I asked it for so a
suggestion. Did you toss all your Bear Bells?
Yeah, I tossed every Bear Bell I had, and I'm off them for a week now.
So now the egg business, egg futures will skyrocket for 2 weeks.
Now I'm having,
then they'll slump.
Right, I'm having scrambled eggs, and that I cannot eat that RX bar. That thing, I thought, I'm switching to these, and then I had one and thought, this is terrible. I mean, terrible. Yeah. You were right about that. They're awful. So, yes, I'm on to scrambled eggs, and my woman's just going to have to clean up after me. What?
You know? Let them right out of the pan.
Yes, I do. I eat them right out of the pan. That's right.